Well, good Saturday afternoon. Ron Miller along with Keith Harris. Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah.
I got the game times. Well, I didn't. No one sent me a note. We were supposed to do the girls' game first, Glenwood girls against Montrose, but we thought it was. I thought it was at 1 o'clock. And they actually played at 10 o'clock this morning, and I was still sawing logs at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, had they won last night, it would have been they would have been in the championship game here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But we got to see a good game. I mean, that was a battle there.
We did. Welcome back to the Demon Invitational, the conclusion of the tournament. It's been a fun tournament. The Glenwood boys will wrap things up against Coleridge. And these were the boys' games were scheduled games. The girls' game was a bracketed tournament.
Yeah.
And very competitive. Lady Demons, by the way, beat Montrose 44-36, which is impressive by the fact that they lost last night to a very good Vista Peak team, which we just saw. And then had to turn around and play a 10 o'clock game. I think your legs got to be like rubber.
Yeah.
But give them credit. I didn't see the book and the final stats, but they beat Montrose 44-36. So good for Coach Rod DeMosier and the Lady Demons for finding the energy somehow.
Yeah, about 14 hours later.
Yeah, that's terrific. So good for Glenwood. I'll see if I can get – I know Coach Mosier's got the books somewhere, and I'd like to – just look at the totals, but last night, even with the loss to Vista Peak, and they were on fire last night, Brianna Jefferson and her teammates, they couldn't be stopped in the first half. Jefferson had 22 points in the first half. Glenwood was down, I don't know, almost 20 points and just looked dead in the water and came back, storming back in the third quarter and shut down Jefferson and played a much more competitive second half. Still ended up losing, but that was a very impressive comeback, just showing a lot of character and grit. Meanwhile, the Glenwood boys lost to Montrose 69-42, a 27-point loss in the game. Bryson McClain led Glenwood with 10 points, 7 apiece from Reed Swanson and Jesus Almeida. Luke Hutto scored 17 points and didn't play the fourth quarter. Montrose played their backups the rest of the game, and they're an impressive team. Again, another 5A, 4A squad. So Glenwood will try and right the ship and get their first victory and a tall order against Paul Harvey and the Coleridge Titans. We saw Coleridge a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, playing against Rifle. And they're a solid team.
Yeah.
We were talking about how they're going to go pretty far in the Western Slope, and you know wouldn't be surprised to see them, you know, being kind of the team to beat in our area. So this will be a good test for Glenwood to see how they stand up against Coleridge. I was talking to Heisel, who you know was we were talking about Heisel, who got that hip injury in the game on Thursday night. I saw him walking around in the hallway. He's still hobbled a little bit on that, so he's not going to be playing tonight.
Yeah, Gus hurting a little bit, so that hurts the depth of Coach Fred Heisel's team. Mentioned in the old gym, Coleridge girls beat Moffitt County 51-37. So they win the consolation game. Good for Coleridge. Speaking of Coleridge again, I guess they won their fifth state championship in spirit.
Oh, yeah,
the cheerleading,
yeah.
Fantastic. Boy, they got a solid program going on there. So that is really good news. On a sunny day but cold day, I think it's colder inside the gym than it is outside.
I know. I went to get my bag out of the truck, and I didn't need my jacket. And then after sitting here watching that game, I put my jacket back on.
I see my breath, you know. It's like.
And then you lean back against this brick wall, and you realize, oh, the wall is colder than the
right.
than the air.
So the Glenwood Demons, 0-5 after last night's tough loss. Coleridge, meanwhile, 2-1 on the young season. They beat Rifle 51-40. Beat Faith Christian here at the Demon Invitational, 61-40, or lost to Faith Christian, 61-46. Faith Christian, surprisingly, beat Moffitt County, a team we were very impressed with. And then Coleridge boys beat Roaring Fork 52-45 last night. And here we are, Glenwood and Coleridge get ready to do battle here. Our starters for the Titans: Andres Mendoza, 6'1 junior. Ryder Powell, 6'1 junior. Johnny Bencomo, 5'9 senior. 5'11 senior Eddie Salazar, and 6'3 junior Chase Gerber. Starting for Glenwood: Reed Swanson, a senior; junior Eric Cordero; senior Bryson McLean; junior Reese McMillan; and junior Edwin Olave. Here we go. McLean and Gerber, and the tip won by Glenwood, taken by Olave quickly to the basket. He's shut down. Three defenders on him, and we got a jump ball call right away.
Yeah, he drove down to the baseline and then turned around and was just surrounded and by all sides by Coleridge. So
Salazar has the top of the key. Dishes off to Ryder Powell. Backs up. Goes right side to Mendoza on the wing. Back to Salazar. Little handoff there. Now it's Bencomo. Back to Salazar. Back to Bencomo. In the near corner to Mendoza. Around the perimeter they go. Looking for an opening in this defense. Glenwood playing a 3-2 zone. And there's a tip. Knocked out of bounds by Bryson McLean with quick hands there. Bencomo gets the inbounds pass. No score yet. Salazar hands it off to Mendoza, top of the key. Swanson there to meet him. Back over to Salazar. Bounce pass right side to Ryder Powell. Hands it out to Bencomo. Right wing standing on the O of the Glenwood logo. Here's a pass picked off underneath by Bryson McLean. Good quick hands by McLean. Hands it out to Reed Swanson. Coleridge took out a lot of time there, that possession, but came up empty. McMillan pulls up for a jumper from 10. Good. Reese McMillan. And the Demons strike first. 2-0. Salazar to Bencomo, right wing. Fakes down low, goes right side to Ryder Powell. Back to Bencomo, to Salazar. Flirted with a three. In the near corner is Powell. Powell to Salazar. He'll pull up for a three, left wing. Bang. That's the great equalizer. 3-2 Coleridge. Almost stolen, and we got a foul on the transition called against Coleridge.
Yeah, that was Salazar just reaching around, getting a little too much reach-in foul.
His first team foul. Swanson gets the inbounds pass, goes right wing to McLean. Hands it off to McMillan. Reach to Swanson. Ball stolen by Mendoza. Mendoza trying to go coast to coast, lobs it down to Salazar. Reverse layup, good. And it's 5-2 Coleridge. Cordero splits the double team, goes to Swanson to Olave, back to Cordero. Cordero not wearing the headband this afternoon. There's one way I identified him, but
playing
tricks on me. Swanson thought about a three. Here's Olave in the near corner. Top of the key to Swanee. Flips it over left wing to Cordero. Pulls the trigger on a three. That's an air ball out of bounds. Saved by Olave, but threw it into Coleridge. Here's Mendoza with the ball. Circles around. Fakes right now, goes in the near corner to Salazar. Bencomo now. Bencomo, top of the key, approaches the double team. Bounce pass over to Salazar. Thought about a three. Goes to Mendoza. Fakes the three. Jump stop, goes down low. Reverse layup, blocked. Ryder Powell was stuffed, but a foul's going to be called on Olave.
That was a heads-up play by Olave. That was going to be a pretty easy basket, and Olave got in there. Just got a little bit of the thumb, it looked like.
Yeah, his first team foul for Glenwood. Two shots for Ryder Powell, 6'1 junior. Right-hander takes aim, hits the first one. Powell's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Olave. Cordero has it, right wing, yo-yoing the ball up and down, scanning the defense. Here's McLean with a move to the basket, gets stuffed, and called for traveling. did the bunny hop twice.
Yeah, I think McLean thought he picked up his dribble while he was already in the air, but he actually picked it up before he jumped.
6-2, Titans lead the Demons, 4:25 left in the first. Pull-up jumper for Mendoza from 15, won't go. Rebound tipped away, ends up in the hands of Olave up the left side. And Salazar poking at the ball and now backs off. Olave brings it up right side, goes right wing to Reese McMillan. McMillan dribbles around, hands it off to Cordero. Cordero has the ball tipped by Salazar. Going after the loose ball. It's out of bounds. Last touched by Cordero.
It's a good job by Salazar staying with that. He was able to tip it away and then chased it down and just kept it enough to where it went out of bounds on him.
Under 4 minutes to go in the first. 6-2 Coleridge. Ben Como. Here's a three-pointer by Ryder Powell. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, nothing but white jerseys around it. McLean comes down with it for Glenwood. Goes to McMillan. McMillan, crossover dribble, stops, pops from the free throw line. It was blocked. He thought he was fouled. Nothing good there. No call. Pass up the court. Stolen by Swanson. Good hustle by Swanee. From his knees, rolls it along the baseline. Now it's kicked and it goes out of bounds. The elusive slippery basketball.
Yeah.
Nice hustle by Swanee, but Glenwood couldn't come up with the turnover. Ryder Powell is out, and Lachlan Wade in for Coleridge. Inbounds pass to James Weber. Three-pointer, top of the key. Salazar off the rim, no good. Rebound, Weber. Weber in the paint. Back out to Salazar. Here's Simpson. Simpson along the baseline. Jump shot from five, won't go. Rebound off the hands of McMillan. Salazar, baseline drive. Pass in the key to Gerber. Gerber lays it up, missed the shot. 0-for-4 of the Titans on that possession. Rebound taken by Cordero. 6-2 Coleridge, 3:09 to go first quarter. Pass right wing to McMillan. Lost the control of the ball and out of bounds.
McMillan was thinking about his move before he caught the ball.
Yep. 6-2 Titans, 3:04 to go. Here in the first quarter, Salazar gets the pass left wing. Scanning the defense. Now it's a 2-3 zone. Passing the key to Lachlan Wade. Lays it up and in. Lachlan Wade. 6'3 sophomore. 8-2 Coleridge. Jesus Almeida in the game. He's got the ball. Goes cross court to McLean. McLean to McMillan, right wing. McMillan, top of the key to Almeida. Three-pointer, Swanson. Bang! Reed Swanson with a swan dive. That breaks about a four-minute drop for Glenwood. 8-5 Coleridge. 2:20 left in the first. Three-pointer put up by Lachlan Wade from the baseline. Doesn't go. Rebound putback attempt by Weber. He's fouled. The 5'9 junior. Little head fake there. Drew the contact and will go to the line for two. Foul's called against Bryson McLean. His first second team foul. First free throw from James Weber is good. Makes it 9-2 Titans. Gerber out. Mendoza back in for Coleridge. McMillan and Edwin Olave out. Next free throw is good from Weber. Hits them both. Urban Aon is in for Glenwood. He gets the pass and it's over his head and he loses it out of bounds. Another unforced error.
Yeah, Coleridge is meeting them with that full court press, and they're trying to rush their passes through. They've missed a couple now.
Andy Heisel also in for Glenwood. Salazar, crossover dribble, Swanson guarding him. Flips it over to James Weber. Weber stops, top of the key, left wing to Salazar, drives, has the ball stolen. Swanson flips it over left side. To Cordero, to Almeida. Here's McLean, double team. McLean forces one up, a fadeaway. Bank shot doesn't go. Rebound taken by McLean. Back to the hoop. Missed it again. McLean gets a rebound again. This time he's fouled. Bryson McLean would not be denied. And two shots for Bryson McLean. Foul is called against Mendoza, his first. 10-5 Coleridge, a minute 32 left in the first. And McLean hits the first free throw. Bryson's second free throw, rattles it in. 10-7, Titans lead. Salazar brings it up. 2-3 zone for Glenwood. Weber guarded closely by Almeida. Andres Mendoza with a fake. Pass down low in the paint. Shot put up by Lachlan Wade. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Aon. Baseball pass up the court to McLean. McLean on the right wing. Overhead pass to Almeida. Almeida thought about a three. Now kicks it over to Andy Heisel. Baseline, top of the key to Swanson. Under a minute to go in the first. 10-7. A three-pointer would tie things up. And had the ball poked away from behind, out of bounds. Glenwood ball.
I want a 30, Bob.
You heard that call from Coach Fred Heisel.
Yep.
30-second timeouts.
Right in front of our field, Mike.
Yep. 53 seconds left in the first quarter. 10-7. Coleridge with the lead. Again, the Lady Demons defeated Montrose 44-36 this morning at 10 o'clock. Well, whilst I was still under the covers, warm and toasty.
Well, I'm jealous of that. But
congrats to Glenwood for getting that win early this morning. And then Canyon City girls over Vista Peak beat Vista Peak 55-49. Impressive win. We didn't mention that game, but we watched that before this game.
Yeah, that one went back and forth. I mean, there was about five different lead changes in that one. It just kept going. It was hard fought. They were going hard. It was a battle.
Got a little chippy there toward the end. Well, loose ball ends up with a lot to Aon. Here's Swanson for three. Left wing. You betcha. Swanee feeling it. He's got two threes. The game is tied. 10 apiece. 35 seconds left in the first. Weber with the drive in the paint. Kicks it out to Clay Cornejo for a three in the corner. Three from the corner. Clay Cornejo. 13-10. That is a steal by Cornejo. He'll take it. He'll shoot it. He'll miss. He's fouled. Bryson McLean picks up his second.
Yeah, Cornejo he did not. The Glenwood player did not even see him coming. He caught the ball, went to turn around. Cornejo just grabbed it and stripped it from like in a football strip.
Yeah.
Just said, pulled it against his chest and spun out of it.
Missed the first free throw off the back of the iron. Cornejo's second free throw is good. It's a 14-10 lead for Coleridge. 19 seconds left. Swanson against the press. Goes left side to Almeida. Back to Swanson. We don't have it across the timeline yet. Swanee does. Now to Almeida. High post left side. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Swanee calling for it. Almost threw it away. Swanee getting around the defender. Here's Andy Heisel for way downtown. Almost got it to go. And that'll do it for the first quarter. It's Coleridge 14, Glenwood 10. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, second quarter. Final game of the Demon Invitational. Glenwood Demons trailing Coleridge 14-10. Demons with the ball. Almeida has it. Andy Heisel now Swanson left wing. Pass down low to Almeida. At the post, clears it. Backs up. Goes down to McLean. Almost had it stripped. Turnaround jump shot. Fadeaway good, but no, he called for traveling.
Just one too many spins.
That's legal at Sayre Park during a pickup game, but shirts and skins, but not here. Lob pass cross-court to Weber. Weber stops, fakes the defender, shoots and misses. Rebound tipped away by Heisel, taken by McLean. Heisel's got it. Back to McLean. Bryson, top of the key, cross-hand dribble, takes it all the way. Fake shoots. Got it, the foul. Nifty move. Bryson McLean, he's come to play this afternoon.
Noji, your side. Go four.
Yeah, just kept it for himself and
four.
Did a little jump
three.
Stop and then kind of split
three.
The two defenders
your
and was
demon.
Was hit
your
on
princess.
The on the way up there.
14-12 and McLean missed the free throw. Rebound bobbled and taken by Lachlan Wade. Taken back by Glenwood. Bank shot. Irvin Aon. And the game is tied 14-all. Glenwood putting the defensive pressure on. Pass down to Gerber. Gerber to Wade, top of the key to Ben Como. Clay Cornejo, back to Ben Como, left wing. Here's Wade for, no, thought about a three, baseline, double team, shoots it and scores from 12 feet. Smooth stroke from the baseline. Lachlan Wade. And it's 16-14, tight passes, tipped, taken by Aon. He almost dragged that foot, and he throws it away, taken by Weber. Coming from behind is Almeida. Weber takes it, shoots it, missed it, rebound. Taken by Weber, put back, no good, he's fouled. James Weber, just 5'9", very aggressive.
Yeah, he's. We used to call somebody like that squirrely. I mean, he's just all over the place. He's just got a lot of energy. He's everywhere.
And he's at the line for two shots. Fouls called against Almeida, his first. First free throw is off. Weber, 2 for 3 at the line. His second free throw is good. Back up at net. 17-14, Coleridge. Weber out, replaced by Eddie Salazar. Almeida brings it up. Quickly faces a double team. Hands it off to McMillan. McMillan back to Almeida. Now they get it across to Swanson. Swanee to McLean. McLean, top of the key to Almeida. High pass there. Goes to Swanson, left wing. Swanson shakes the defender, puts up a shot from 15. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by McLean. Now stripped away. McLean gets it back, puts it up, shoots and scores. Bryson McLean says, no, sir. This is my house. Oh, there's a foul. As Andy Heisel came from behind, tried to get the steal, the inbounds pass, and bumped right into Johnny Bencomo. 17-16, Coleridge. So far, entertaining
behind
game.
There's
a double team, and they force a turnover. Heisel with the layup, missed the shot. Rebound put back. McMillan, good. And Glenwood has the lead. 18-17. Glenwood with the press. Coleridge beats it. Salazar goes to Gerber. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. He's fouled. Chase Gerber, 6'3 junior, at the line for two shots. It's the 16 foul. Second foul called against Andy Heisel.
Glenwood's playing with a little different energy than they were when I watched them on Thursday night.
Chase Gerber hits the first free throw. Good free throw shooter, just like his brothers. Hits them both. And Coleridge reclaims the lead, 19-18. Fourth lead change, pass, or second, third lead change, and pass up the court to McLean, feet out of bounds. Back in for Glenwood is Edwin Olave replacing McLean. Swanson back, also out. And Cordero is in. 19-18, Titans lead. 5:27 to go in the half. Salazar stops, goes left side to Bencomo. One-headed flip to Gerber. Gerber has the ball knocked away, not paying attention. Stolen by Eric Cordero. Cordero passes through the key to Jesus Almeida, who lays it up and in. And it's 20-19, Glenwood. Salazar to Ryder Powell. Right wing, top of the key to Bencomo. Send the Glenwood student section sitting down politely. Salazar drives in the key. His pass knocked away. Picked up by Mendoza. Jump shot from 10. Won't go. Rebound Gerber. Bobbles. Fight for it. And between Heisel and Gerber, and they call jump ball. 20-19 Glenwood. Pass into Gerber. Gerber to Salazar. Right wing. Far corner to Mendoza. Three-pointer off the pass. Air ball. Didn't draw iron. McMillan brings it up. Reese underhands it to Almeida. Almeida to Cordero. Cordero, left-hand dribble, stops. Underhands it to Olave. Cordero, pass down low to Almeida. Turnaround jumper, bank shot in! Almeida, the bank is open.
That was good vision by Cordero,
indeed,
seeing that cutter.
22-19 Glenwood. Here's Ryder Powell, fakes the three, shoots a two from 15, won't go. Rebound hit controlled by Salazar for Coleridge. Three-pointer by Ryder Powell, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Cordero. McMillan quickly up the court, banks the shot, missed it. Rebound putback attempt, no good, but a second effort by Almeida. Banks it in on the right side. Jesus Almeida, 6 points, and the Demons have a 24-19 lead over Coleridge. Timeout. It's a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, the players for Glenwood are fired up. I think this is the most success they've seen in this tournament. So yeah. They're looking for that. They're looking to end on a win.
24-19, Glenwood leads with 3:44 to go in the first half. Again, the Glenwood girls over Montrose 44-36 this morning to win the consolation bracket. Coleridge girls, the consolation game in the old gym, beats Moffat County 51-37. And the Canyon City girls upset, kind of an upset. I don't think Canyon City would say that, but they beat Vista Peak Bison 55-49.
Well, the beginning of that game looked like it was going to be more Vista Peak, so it was kind of a come from behind victory there.
It was close all the way.
I saw you showed me the crow's nest that you used to call games from in the old gym.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad I'm not up there suspended from the ceiling.
It was an adventure. I don't know if I could climb that in my old age now. It was a pass tipped. Good hands by McLean. They're trying to feed it in to Eddie Salzar. Coleridge ball out of bounds. Lachlan Wade back in along with James Weber. Powell and Bencomo out. Mendoza inbounding. A little discussion going on between him and the ref. Seemed to be friendly, or cordial anyway. Weber's got the ball, top of the key. No-look pass to Mendoza. Backs up right wing. McLean picks him up. Cuts him off. Pass through the key to Weber. Fakes baseline. Oh, he traveled.
Yep. Tried to lean into the contact he thought it was going to come from McLean, and McLean didn't bring it, so he ended up dragging the foot.
Pass up the court to Swanson. Swanson to court to Almeida. Here's McLean in the near corner. Cordero to Swanson. Pulls up for a three, and it's blocked. Swatted away by Eddie Salazar. Ball out of bounds, Glenwood. Demons up 24-19. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Pass trying to go into McLean, but it was deflected, taken by Cordero. Almeida for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, McLean. McMillan tried to get it, but it ends up in the hands of James Weber for Coleridge. Weber weaving his way through the defense, puts up a shot, blocked by McLean, rejected. Your credit's no good here.
McLean's playing hard down in that
paint. Yeah, he is.
Both offense and defense.
Mendoza inbounding at the baseline, running out of time. Lobs it up to Salazar. Back to Mendoza in the near corner. One-on-one with McMillan. McMillan now. Now they go down to Gerber. Gerber baseline jumper from 5 feet. Won't go. Rebound McMillan up the court to Swanson. Swanson one-on-one. Pulls up for a three. Bang! Reed Swanson has got the hot hand today. 27-19 Glenwood. Weber has it right wing. Coleridge. Here's Mendoza. Lachlan Wade. Weber left wing. Top of the key to Mendoza. Fakes right. Goes left to Gerber. Gerber thought about a three. Here's Mendoza. He's smothered there by McMillan. 27-19 and traveling call against Eddie Salazar. 27-19, Glenwood, 2:04 to go in the half. McMillan goes to Cordero, back to McMillan, trailing the play. They beat the soft press. Almeida, Cordero, McMillan right wing, Swanson in the corner, three-pointer. Is he feeling? Not that time, but he gets his own rebound. Nice pass to McMillan. 10-foot jumper, good! McMillan and Swanson. And it's a 10-point lead for Glenwood, 1:40 to go. In the first half. Weber to Lachlan Wade. His pass a little high. Weber had to retrieve it.
Don't let him have baseline.
Salazar, Weber, right wing. Weber fakes down low, fakes the three, dribbles into traffic, underhands it to Mendoza.
Yep, travel.
Traveling.
Travel.
And Coach Paul Harvey, pacing back and forth, looking pretty frustrated.
Yeah, Coleridge had a little double hop there on the baseline.
Pass it to Swanson. Cordero against the press, zone press. McMillan gets it across the line. Reese behind the back dribble, flips it over to Cordero. Finds a lane in traffic, four defenders on him. Here's Bryson McLean in the far corner, Nick in front of Coach Harvey. Three-pointer! Eric Cordero. He's joining the three-ball club, and it's 32-19, Glenwood. Wow. Salazar left wing. Cross-court pass to Weber. Weber, they double down on him. Back to Salazar. He'll put up a three left wing. Off the rim, no good. Ball caroms away. Swatted away. Swanson gets it. Goes to McLean. Can't catch up to it. Saves it. And they're saying out of bounds. It's a different energy.
It's just a different feel, for sure. When we saw him on, when I saw him on Thursday night, they weren't playing at the same level of intensity as the other guys.
Weber's got it for Coleridge. Lachlan Wade, now Salazar. 20 seconds left. High pass to Mendoza. Weber, right wing. Moves to Gerber. Salazar, Weber, 10 seconds. Fakes the three. Drives. Pull-up jumper. Eight-footer. No, won't go. Rebound put back. McLean blocked it. Cleaned him, but he's calling for a foul. And I don't blame him for disagreeing with that call.
Yeah, he's got a good 6 inches on Weber and didn't really even have to jump, just kind of reached over. And I think it was the fact that he ended up reaching over is what the ref called, but still.
And unfortunately, that's his third foul. First free throw from Weber, no good. ...32-19 Glenwood. Second free throw is good. 32-20, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Behind the back dribble, Swanson launches a prayer. He got knocked to the floor.
How did he not get fouled on that?
Oh, Coach Fred Heisel is livid.
They basically just shoved him on the shot.
He should be at the line for three.
It's almost like the refs had decided, okay, this half is over.
Wait, hang on. Okay, yeah, they're walking to the locker room.
Well, Coleridge wisely just exited.
And Coach Heisel talking to the refs. And all right, that'll do it. So that's the end of the first half. 32-20, Glenwood with a solid first half and a 12-point lead. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium at Glenwood Springs High School. The final game of the Demon Invitational. It started on Thursday. It's been a fun 3 days of competition. Not so fun for the Glenwood Demons boys, but until now, they're having some fun. They certainly did that first half, leading the Coleridge Titans 32-20.
Yeah, definitely a different energy in that first half.
Absolutely.
Than we've seen before.
Coleridge outscored Glenwood in the first quarter 14-6, and then the Demons just put the clamps down defensively. And had a 22-6 edge in the second quarter. They went on about a 12-0 run. And Reed Swanson on fire in that first half with three-pointers.
Well, and should have had the foul on the last one there.
The last attempt,
Last second shot. And I think the refs had just decided, okay, this half is over. They just stopped watching.
Yeah, and Fred Heisel said, wait a minute. He got shoved to the floor. He should be at the line shooting three.
Sure.
But that's it. They went back to the locker room. Swanee with 9 points. Irvin Ann with 2 points. A nice putback basket. Eric Cordero's got a three of his own. Bryson McLean's had an outstanding first half. 6 points. Some big rebounds. A couple of blocks. One looked like a clean block, but he was called for a foul, and that was his third. So that's the one black mark there. He's the only one in foul trouble. Jesus Almeida coming off the bench with 6 points, three buckets in the second quarter. For the Coleridge Titans, Clay Cornejo hit a three-pointer. He's got four for the half. Ryder Powell with a free throw. James Weber with three from the line. Eddie Salazar with a three. He's got 5 points for the half. Lachlan Wade with a couple of baskets. Chase Gerber with a couple of free throws. And that's it for the scoring for the Titans. They're 2-1. The Demons 0-5 looking for that first W. The Glenwood will play in the Basalt tournament, I understand, this week. We will not make that tournament. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday the 21st. Glenwood at Grand Junction Central. And then we'll say goodbye to 2021 and get back at it after the new year.
Good riddance.
Yeah, right?
It's another one of those years where you're like,
Jeepers.
I'm not going to feel bad about that.
Right. Yeah, looking at January. Got this Thursday, the 6th, Fruita Monument at Glenwood. Saturday, the 8th, Coleridge at North Fork. That's Hotchkiss, formerly known as Hotchkiss, now North Fork.
Yeah, and isn't that, didn't they combine several schools? Isn't it Paonia, Hotchkiss?
I think so, yeah.
I think
Paonia
so.
Closed, right?
Yeah, I don't think Paonia has a high school anymore, which is really kind of strange because I went to Paonia High School. And,
yeah.
And Hotchkiss was always just our biggest rival and that kind of thing. That's got to be an unfortunate thing for those that live mm-hmm. in Paonia, especially who have lived there for a long time.
Well, the demise of the coal industry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Paonia's got some agribusiness and some
orchards.
Orchards.
Yeah, lots of orchards.
But
when I was there, at least.
Yeah, it's pretty much when a school's enrollment dwindles to the, or sometimes forces a school to closure, that's a reflection of the economy and,
sure.
you know, the local economy at that. So, yeah, anyway, Coleridge at North Fork, formerly known as Hotchkiss, Saturday the 8th, Tuesday the 11th, Summit at Glenwood, as Glenwood will start league play. And Glenwood here hosting Glenwood at Rifle on the 14th of January. Tuesday the 18th, Glenwood at Eagle Valley. Saturday the 22nd, Steamboat coming to Glenwood. The 27th, Glenwood at Battle Mountain. 29th, Glenwood at Palisade. I'm just thinking ahead to all the fine eateries that we'll visit on our road trips. I'm planning these things out.
Yeah, you don't have the games on your calendar, but you've got, I'm
going to
Sizzler.
Yeah, right? February, Glenwood at Summit. That's the 1st, February 3rd, Battle Mountain at Glenwood, Grand Junction at Rifle, Saturday the 5th. Summit at Rifle, Tuesday the 8th, Glenwood at Steamboat on the 12th. Battle Mountain at Glenwood the 15th, Palisade at Glenwood the 17th, and the regular season wraps up on the 19th, Rifle here at Glenwood. And again, to recap quickly, Lady Demons beat Montrose 44-36. Don't have total stats, but as soon as I can find that book, get those numbers. But congrats to the Lady Demons. Coleridge girls beat Moffitt County in a consolation game 51-37. And Canyon City in the championship over Vista Peak 55-49. Here we go with half number two. Glenwood on top of Canyon. Coleridge 32-20. I have names and mascots and colors just yeah. running through my head.
Well, let's see if Glenwood can keep up that intensity they had in the first half.
Cordero into Swanson's. Swanee right wing to Olave. Back to Cordero, top of the key. There's a steal by Mendoza. Waiting for his teammates. Goes to Gerber. Back to Mendoza. Mendoza baseline drive, top of the key to Ben Como for three. Off the rim, no good. Battle for the ball. It's off the feet of McLean. Couldn't quite get the handle. Out of bounds baseline for Coleridge.
McLean is just battling for every single one of those balls.
And three fouls. He's got to be careful. Inbounds pass to Mendoza. Three-pointer right wing. Bullseye. That'll get you back in the game in a hurry. 32-23. Glenwood. Cordero straddling the line there as he stopped. He's got the ball. Flips it over to Swanson, left wing. Swanee with three threes. Olave, left wing. Shakes the defender. Pulls up for a jumper from 17. That's short. Rebound off the hand of McLean. Taken by Swanson. Swanson forces one up. Won't get the roll. Rebound swatted away by McMillan. Gets the ball. Olave. Olave's got it. Now to McMillan, the near corner. Cordero backing up near the circle. 32-23 Demons. McMillan finds a lane, lays it up and in. Quick move, Reese McMillan. Reese Lightning, I should say. Wow, that was a great move. Found a seam and said, I'm taking the exit.
Well, he got quite a bit of height on that layup, too.
He did. 34-23 Demons. And Como to Salazar to Gerber. Gerber to Mendoza in the corner to Gerber. Left wing. Ben Como. Drive by Mendoza. A little floater at the baseline. Does it go? Rebound McLean. He's cleaning the glass this afternoon. Pass up to McMillan. McMillan between the leg dribble. Goes to McLean. Fakes the three. Little floater. Nice shot.
Nice shot.
Bryson McClay with a dandy shot. Very graceful. 36-23 Demons. 6 minutes left in the third. Three-pointer by Mendoza from the corner. Three ball, corner pocket. Bang. He's got back-to-back trays. 36-26, Demons lead. Pass to Cordero. McClain, McMillan, drive, shoots. Offensive foul, yep. Mendoza planted his feet and took the charge. Uh-oh. Did he just, somebody get teed up?
The coach did. Coach Heisel was screaming horrible,
yep,
horrible.
Yep. So Reese McMillan gets an offensive foul and a technical called against Coach Fred Heisel.
And if looks could kill.
So Andres Mendoza at the line for Coleridge. It's a 10-point lead. Chance to cut it to 9. He does. To the delights of the fans from Peach Valley.
If there's one discrepancy in the game, I'd say it's probably on the free throw line so far. You know, Coleridge has 14 free throws. Glenwood's only taken 2.
Mendoza's second free throw. Perfect. That cuts the lead to 8 for Glenwood. And Coleridge gets the ball out of bounds after the tee. Ryder Powell inbounding. Half court. Goes back court to Mendoza, to Bencomo. Top of the key met there by Swanson. Right wing to Powell. Gerber has it right wing. Gerber to Ryder Powell in the corner. Trapped there. Wraparound pass to Bencomo. High post, now left side to Mendoza. Mendoza with a drive in traffic. Pull-up jumper from 10. Bang! Mendoza sizzling. He's got all the points for the Titans. It's a 6-point lead for Glenwood. McClain drives, jump stop, shoots, short. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Coleridge.
Yeah, McClain had that jump stop shot, kind of like what he did before. He just didn't have the angle on it.
Swanson into Almeida. Almeida's pass picked off by Salazar. Salazar going coast to coast. He'll lay it up. Got it. It's a 4-point lead. 36-32 Demons. Pass up the court to Almeida. He's bumped from behind by Ryder Powell. There's a foul. Powell's first foul. First team foul. Almeida inbounding in front of the scorer's table. Lobs it into Reese McMillan. 36-32 Demons. Pass over to Olave. And a foul. Quick reach-in foul called against Ryder Powell. Quickly his second.
Yeah, that's 2 right in a row. He's trying to play aggressive defense. He just doesn't have good enough breaks. Keeps running into the ball carrier.
36-32 Demons. Olave, or Almeida, inbounds pass right into traffic. I mean,
yeah,
the play was fronted by 2 defenders.
Yeah. He's lucky that wasn't stolen.
Out of bounds, baseline. McMillan, jump shot, 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken by Salazar for Coleridge. Crossover dribble, right wing to Bencomo, fakes right, goes left. Left wing to Mendoza. Here's Salazar, Salazar to Bencomo, top of the key. Crossover dribble, stops, floats one out to Ryder Powell. Three-pointer, right wing, bullseye. No, a 2-pointer.
Yeah, his foot was on the line.
Ryder Powell with his first basket. 36-34. Titans within 2. McMillan to McClain, the far corner. McClain jump pass to McMillan, top of the key. Here's Almeida down to McClain. Puts it on the floor, lost the ball, got it back in the paint. Fadeaway jumper short. Rebound put back. Olave doesn't go. Rebound put back. McMillan doesn't go. Olave put back doesn't go. McClain off his hands. He gets the ball. Kicks it out to Swanson. Swanson for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of, look like, Ryder Powell, so Glenwood ball. Boy, suddenly there's a lid on it for Glenwood.
Yeah. But I tell you what, those offensive rebounds have been keeping Glenwood alive. That's their 10th offensive rebound already.
Swanson inbounding from the Glenwood bench. Goes almost thrown away. Here's Almeida. Almeida lobs it to Olave in the left wing. Loses the ball and a steal by James Weber. And Weber, doing the walk on the tightrope up the sideline, then bounced it off the feet of will lobby out of bounds. 3:40 to go, third quarter, 36-34. Titans on a big run here. Trailing by two. Mendoza, pass to Weber. Weber fakes, goes down low to Lachlan Wade, and Wade is fouled.
Yeah, Olave did not think that was a foul there. He didn't like that call.
That's his second. Third team foul. Lachlan Wade at the line trying to tie it up. First free throw is good. He's got 5 points. Remember Roger Walters, when he coached Rifle and Roaring Fork, when his players were called for a foul, hand went up.
Yep.
I'm guilty.
Yeah.
Did it. I just appreciated that. And Wade knocks down both free throws. This game is tied. What a second half for Coleridge as they put the press on. Urban Aon up the court. Here's McLean, top of the key. Lobs it cross court to Swanson. Fakes the three. Jump pass to Olave. Now tips it out to McMillan along the baseline to Olave. Three-pointer in the corner. No, didn't even touch the rim. Game's tied at 36. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Weber to Salazar. Salazar, a little head fake. Drive, shoots. Blocked by Olave. Loose ball taken by Salazar. Putback doesn't go. Here's a shot put up by Ben Simons. Doesn't go. Mendoza with a drive. Scoop shot. Right-handed layup. A reverse layup. And the Titans have the lead. Mendoza doing it all. It's a steal on the inbounds. Weber, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound. Controlled by Coleridge. No, out of bounds. 38-36. Titans lead. Wow. 18-4 is the score in this third quarter. Coleridge over Glenwood. Bounce pass to Andy Heisel. Heisel's got it against the press. Goes to Swanson. Swanson to Urban Aon. Urban traveled.
Yep. Too much momentum. Nowhere to go. Drag the feet.
You can hear it on the floor.
Yep. How was that again?
38-36, Titans lead. Cornejo has it right away. He can shoot the three, but he's covered closely there. Ben Simons, a freshman, a late addition for Paul Harvey. Lob pass to Salazar. Pulls up for a three, left wing. Bang! Salazar from downtown. 41-36, Titans. Swanson has the ball stripped. Weber to Cornejo. Salazar, three-pointer in the right corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound swatted away. Aon comes up with the loose ball. Stripped by James Weber. Weber has it. Weber splits the double team. Weber takes it. Weber shoots it. He's fouled. And to the line goes James Weber.
I told you, Weber's all over the place. He is just running around like a madman.
Yeah. 41-36, Titans lead.
That's, what, three steals in the last minute of play?
Yeah. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. We're being treated to an entertaining game between the Valley rivals. Weber's first free throw. Good. All his points at the line. He's got four. 4 for 6 at the line. Missed the second free throw. Rebound taken by Swanson. To Cordero, to McLean. Cordero holding on the ball, left hip. Now flips it over to Andy Heisel. Back to Cordero, lays it up and in. That breaks a long drought.
Nice give and go.
Cordero with 5 points, 42-38. Titans. Simons, lob pass down low to Lachlan. Wade lays it up and in. The freshman with a nifty pass. How about that?
And then
there's a steal.
Yep.
And Wade Weber has the ball stolen back by Cordero, and then Weber called for a foul. His first.
Yeah, Salazar had stolen that, and then it was stolen right back, and then fouled. Man, that's Coleridge came out on fire in this quarter.
Can't trust Max Preps. They had Ben Simons listed at 5'2".
No.
No.
He's 5'9", 5'10", at least.
He's all of He may be 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah.
5'2". Turnover by Glenwood, by the way. Bencomo, little jab step there. 44-38, Titans lead. Simons, nice pass. Shot put up by Gerber, doesn't go. Battleford on the floor. Simons stripping the ball away. Jump ball call. Possession goes to Coleridge. 38 seconds left. 44-38 Titans. Lob pass top of the key to Weber. Little head fake. Drives in traffic. Kicks it out to Cornejo. Bencomo. Weber lobs it down to Simons. Posted up. Simons kicks it out to Cornejo. Three-pointer. Rainbow. In and out. No good. Rebound McLean. McLean has the ball stripped from behind, but the loose ball ends up with Cordero. Up the court to McMillan, lays it up, no good, but he's fouled by Bencomo. And Bruce McMillan being helped up by his teammates as he got knocked to the floor. Bencomo's first foul. Each team with four. And a 6-point lead for the Titans. Chance for McMillan to cut it to four. First free throw, short at the front of the rim. Reese with his second attempt. Good. 44-39, Titans. 14 seconds. Up the court to Bencomo. Bencomo backs up right wing. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Smothered there. Steal by Cordero. Oh, I don't know why he... I think he thought the clock was running down, and he launched one from half court. Bryce McLean saying, what are you doing?
I think somebody in the stands was yelling 3-2, and so he took the shot.
Pass up to Simons. He lost it out of bounds in front of the Coleridge bench. So 2 seconds now. And Andy Heisel inbound. Here's a half-court shot. Cordero clangs off the glass. And that's it for the third quarter. 44-39, Coleridge with the lead. As we go to the fourth quarter, this is KMTS. Spencer Gymnasium. Final game of the Demon Invitational. It's an entertaining one. Glenwood trailing Coleridge 44-39. Titans outscored the Demons 24-7 in that third quarter. Andy Heisel with the ball. Baseline drive. Pass through the key to McMillan. McMillan in traffic puts up a shot and two bodies hit the floor hard. McMillan being helped up and Salazar being assisted. As they collided, a foul's called. McMillan to the line. And Salazar with his second foul.
McMillan is fearless on that drive.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he just takes off, doesn't care if he has a place to land or not.
Yeah. Reese, a junior. He's one of two his last trip. First free throw rolls in and out. He's got 9 points. McMillan's second free throw is no good off the rim. Missed both free throws. Rebound taken by Johnny Bencomo. Bencomo to Mendoza. Back to Bencomo. Salazar left wing. In the paint to Mendoza. Mendoza fadeaway jumper. Got it. Got the roll. Mendoza having a monster second half. Scoreless in the first half. He's got 14 points here in the second half. 46-39 Coleridge. Olave with the drive, lost it off his foot, out of bounds, along the baseline.
Glenwood going with the full court press now.
And pass into Mendoza to Bencomo. Glenwood back on D on the other end. Bencomo picks it up, goes right wing to Salazar. Gerber. Trying to kick it out to the corner. He's called for traveling. He's kicked it out to Mendoza. Move that foot. 46-39. Titans lead. McMillan to Cordero. Lobs it back over to McMillan. McMillan back to Cordero. To get it across. Oh, ball thrown away. Bad pass from Cordero to Olave. Bencomo comes out for a breather. He's replaced by Ryder Powell.
A full court press has been doing a lot of good for Coleridge.
It's a pass plucked out of the air by Reed Swanson. Swanson to McMillan. McMillan fouled by Cornejo. That's six team fouls. Cornejo's first. 46-39 Titans. Swanson inbounding goes into McLean, right wing. McLean stayed out of foul trouble after getting three in the first half. Olave yo-yoing the ball up and down. Now flips it over to Reed Swanson. Swanson to Cordero. Back to Swanee under the basket. Fake, shoots, turnaround jumper. Won't get the bounce. Rebound, McLean almost came over the top. And was careful not to get that fourth foul. 46-39 Titans. Back the other way. Salazar has it center court. Right wing to Cornejo. Cross court left wing to Powell. To Salazar, top of the key. Underhands it to Mendoza. Down low to Gerber. Kicks it out to Salazar for three. Corner ball. No good. Gets his own rebound. Now flips it back top of the key to Mendoza. Fakes the three. Shoots a two from 15. Walls off the rim. No good. Rebound to Lobby. Lobby to Reese McMillan. McMillan underhands it to McLean, top of the key. Bryson flips it over to Cordero. Down to Swanson. Swanson kicks it out to top of the key to McLean. McLean pulls up for a three and won't get the bounce. Rebound knocked away, taken by Swanson. Puts up a shot right away off the rim. No good. Got fouled, but no call. Underhand pass to Cordero to Swanee. Swanee down to McMillan for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Salazar to Coleridge. Pass up the court to Mendoza. Looks over his shoulder, lays it up and in. Mendoza, 16 points all this half. 48-39 Titans. Ben Como, or rather Cordero, to Swanson near the circle. Back over to Cordero. McMillan fakes the three. McLean has it. Out to Cordero for three. Left-hander is off the rim. No good. Rebound McLean. Backs up. Fade away. No good. McLean gets the own zone rebound. Chase it down. Hook pass out to Swanee. Way downtown. Swanee! Oh. How about it?
Wow. Wow, he was 6 feet deeper than the three-point line.
25-footer, 48-42. Here comes Salazar. Fakes, shoots. No, he goes into Gerber. Gerber banks it in. And now someone tripped over the plug because the scoreboard went off. The scorer's table went dark. What happened?
In the celebration, somebody, yep.
Yep.
He's up in the stands trying to find it now. There we go.
Gerber. With the buckets, his first field goal after that nice assist from Eddie Salazar. And here we go. And it's rebooted. There we go. Let there be lights.
Now he's giving instructions. Please move over. Don't sit here.
No one's charged with a timeout. 48-42. Titans lead, 4:38 to go in the ball game.
Tell you what, McLean there, he had several offensive rebounds. He's at 12 rebounds now, eight of them on the offensive boards. Just keeping that ball alive down there for him. You know, sometimes it's little putbacks or he miss, you know, gets his own miss, but a lot of times he's chasing it down. He's really fighting hard in the paint.
Well, Swanson, that three-pointer was...
Oh, it was deep.
He shot that one from Eagle.
Yeah, that was a Steph Curry three.
Yeah.
It didn't look like it had enough on it either, and it just barely fell in the front rim.
Six-point lead for the Titans, 4:38 to go. Glenwood ball. Cordero walks it up uncontested. Cordero left wing to Heisel. Back to Cordero in the corner. Met there by Weber. Flips it over to McMillan. Right wing, top of the key to Heisel. Left wing to Cordero. Cordero trying to go at down low to McMillan. Threw it away. Trying to thread a needle there. That was a really tight hole.
Yeah, I think McMillan was heading that way, but he had stopped right when he threw the ball.
Demons press for the full court press. And the foul's going to be called against Cordero. He slaps the floor in frustration. Picks up the foul.
Yeah.
50-42. Glenwood trailing Coleridge. 4:13 to go here in the ball game. Salazar to Weber. Weber down low to Gerber. Reverse layup. Good. Oh. Nice pass from Weber to Gerber. That was a beauty.
Caught McLean sleeping. McLean didn't even see Gerber.
10-point lead for the Titans. McMillan has a one-handed bounce pass to Cordero. Top of the key. Sops flips it over to McLean. Head fake. McLean's going to take it now. Kicks it out to McMillan for three from the corner. Short. Rebound McLean. Put back. Yo! No good. Came up short. Just didn't have enough. I think Bryson's a little tired. Didn't quite have the legs. Three-pointer. Put up by Lachlan Way. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Swanson. 10-point lead pass tip taken by McMillan. He'll take it all the way. Lays it up and in, and the foul. What? Offensive foul? You've got to be kidding me. It was a transition. How did the guy have his feet planted?
Yeah, I think not.
They're
saying Powell was planted underneath the basket.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, I disagree.
It wasn't even. It was when, as he was coming down after he had laid the ball up.
Wow.
Okay.
Off we go. 52-42, Titans lead. 3:18 to go.
11.
Deb Como to Salazar. Right wing to Lachlan Wade. Wade's pass tip taken by Mendoza. Guess what? Mendoza gets the bucket. 12-point lead. McLean backs up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound swatted away into the hands of Mendoza. Mendoza wants more. Mendoza flips it to Ben Como. Cross court to Salazar. Met there by Swanson. 2:45 to go. 54-42, Titans lead. They're going to take the air of the ball here. Mendoza has it left wing. Mendoza to Gerber. Gerber top of the key to Ben Como. Now to Salazar. Salazar finds a lane, takes it, lays it up. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound off the hands of Heisel. Foul's going to be called, I think, against Lachlan Wade. And that's bonus time, so 1-1 for Andy Heisel. Lachlan Wade with his first 17 foul. Bryson McLean coming out for a breather. He's played a terrific game.
Oh, he has. 13 rebounds.
He's untucking the jersey. He wasn't fouled out. It wasn't, no. First free throw from Andy Heisel is good.
I'm wondering if they're just saying with only 2 minutes left. I'm just wondering if coach is telling him he's done.
Maybe. Heisel, second free throw is good. 54-44, Titans lead. Glenwood pressing. Mendoza inbounding, goes into Salazar to Ben Como. Trailing, goes to Salazar, races up the floor, gets it across the timeline. Bounce pass underneath to Gerber, lays it up and got it, and the foul. Chase Gerber has been the beneficiary of three brilliant passes. And Chase at the line to make it a three-point play. Chances are he will make it because the Gerbers know how to shoot free throws. Bang, got it. 57-44, this one getting away from Glenwood. Heisel tried to whistle one through the key to McMillan, knocked out of bounds by Mendoza, who's been all over the place for Coleridge.
Well, Coleridge came out with the kind of energy that Glenwood had in the first half.
Yeah. Olave will pass over to Cordero. Cordero underneath to Andy Heisel. Reverse layup good. Andy Heisel, his first field goal. 57-46, Titans. Ben Como. Salazar back to Ben Como. Little head fake. Flip pass over to Lachlan Wade. He fakes, and his fake was too good as he calls. He's called for traveling. Coach Fred Heisel wants a timeout. And it is a full timeout. We'll take a break. 1:45 to go in the ballgame. 57-46. Titans with the lead. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 1:45 left in this final game of the Demon Invitational. Canyon City Tigers girls team won the championship, beating Vista Peak 55-49.
Glenwood girls took third, beating Montrose.
Yep.
This morning.
57-46, Titans with the lead. Cordero with the ball, right wing. Jab step, taking it in the paint, floats one up there, in and out, no good. Ball out of bounds, last touch by the Titans. Minute 35 left. Cordero inbounding, baseline goes into McMillan, all alone for a three in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound, Heisel, putback doesn't go. Rebound, Cordero to Swanson, way downtown, air ball. Came up short. Here's a pass tipped and battle for it. Taken by Olave. And they're saying that Salazar was laying on the baseline out of bounds when he had possession of the ball. Lachlan Wade coming in. Wade out. Pass almost stolen by Mendoza. Cordero inbounding. 11-point lead for the Titans. Goes top of the key, but bad pass. Tipped by Salazar, taken by Bencomo. He'll lay it up. Missed the shot. Rebound, Heisel. Heisel, baseball pass up the floor to Cordero. Down to Swanson, all alone for the layup. Good. Get up, get up. 57-48. A minute left. Simons to Mendoza. Mendoza banks it. He's having a whale of a second half. 59-48. McMillan fakes, shoots, banks it, missed it. Rebound taken by Heisel. Heisel battling for it, knocked to the floor. Almost hit his head. He's helped up by Mendoza. 46 seconds left. Foul called against Simons. His first 18 foul. 1-1 for Andy Heisel. Simons out. And first free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Olave. Goes to Swanson. He gets hammered there. It's pass interference.
Yeah.
Major contact.
Salazar was going up for the ball, but, you know, just threw the body of Swanson to try to get there.
So Swanee at the line for 1-1. Salazar picks up his second. Swanson missed the first free throw. Rebound taken by Olave. Fakes, shoots, missed the shot. Rebound, Heisel. Heisel kicks it out to Cordero for three. That's an air ball into the hands of Mendoza. Long pass up the court to a streaking Powell, who missed it. He's hammered. No foul. Both Cordero and Powell went into the wall. Here's Heisel going coast to coast. Stops at the baseline. In trouble, he double dribbled.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, ...59-48, 16 seconds left. Glenwood gave it a valiant effort, but they're going to fall to 0-6. 10-9, and everybody just kind of backing off. Watch the clock run down. That'll do it. Final score, Coleridge with a monster second half, especially Andres Mendoza. Coleridge 59, Glenwood 48. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium at an entertaining and fun Demon Invitational. Didn't go the Glenwood Demons boys' way. They go 0-3 and now fall to 0-6 on the season as they fall to the Coleridge Titans, 59-48. It was Coleridge 14-10 after the first quarter, and then Glenwood just went crazy in that second quarter, outscoring the Titans 22-6. Great defense, getting good shots. Bryson McClain having a big game. Then Coleridge came out in the second half and had this just equaled Glenwood's energy from the first half,
yeah.
And particularly Andres Mendoza, who was scoreless in the first half, ends up with 20 points for the game to lead all scorers as the Titans outscored Glenwood 24-7 in the third quarter. And had a 17-9 advantage in the fourth for the 59-48 win. Again, Mendoza leading all scorers with 20 points. Clay Cornejo with 4. Ryder Powell with 3. 4 points by James Weber. Eddie Salazar, very instrumental in this couple of threes. He ends up with 10 points. 6 scored by Lachlan Wade coming off the bench. And Chase Gerber, the beneficiary of some great passes underneath. He was on the block there waiting to get the pass and didn't miss the bank shots. He finishes with 9 points. Did most of his scoring in the fourth quarter. For the Glenwood Demons, Reed Swanson leading everybody with 14 points, including 4 from beyond the arc. He was scoreless in the third quarter. Irvin Ann with 2 points, 4 points from Andy Heisel, Eric Cordero with five. Bryson McClain, a terrific ball game. Stayed out of foul trouble after picking up three in the first half. He ends up with 8 points, a couple of blocks, some big rebounds. I'll let you get those numbers in a minute. Reese McMillan with 9 points. Reese playing with great energy this afternoon, but finishes with 9 and 6 from Jesus Almeida. Did all of his scoring in the second quarter. So Glenwood loses at 59-48 to fall to 0-6. Coleridge improves to 3-1 on the season.
Yeah, some highlights here. McClain had 13 rebounds, 11 of those on the offensive board, just keeping things alive down there. Cordero had five assists. On Coleridge's side, Salazar had a great game. He had 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. So just kind of all over the place. And then Weber, you know, Weber had 5 rebounds and 5 steals. That he was just kind of all over the place. I mean, 3 of them right there in a row that really kind of helped swing the momentum Coleridge's way there in the third quarter. Glenwood just couldn't even seem to get it past half court there for a couple of plays. So, you see the Coleridge, you know, players came out with the same energy that Glenwood had in the first half, but it just turned it around on him, and Glenwood just wasn't able to match it. Coleridge came out with that full court press after halftime and really just threw Glenwood off their game. Kind of took McClain out of the game at that point because they couldn't even get it down to him.
And when they did get looks down at the post, nothing was falling. Yep. They just weren't getting the right English on the ball. And sometimes that's the way the ball bounces. 59-48, the Titans win. And again, to recap, the Glenwood Lady Demons beat Montrose 44-36 at 10 o'clock this morning. Sorry we missed that game, but congrats to Rhonda Mosier and the Lady Demons for going 2-1 on the weekend. Canyon City Girls won the Demon Invitational 55-49. They beat Vista Peak. That was a great game. Coleridge Girls won a consolation game beating Moffitt County 51-37. So, after a fun weekend, thanks to Glenwood Springs High School and the staff here putting on a great tournament. Wish all the visiting teams safe journeys back to their respective locations. Be safe out there. And thanks for listening. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Mr. Vat Cleaning and Restoration, Berthet Motors, GMC Buick, Bighorn Toyota, Bank of Colorado, Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, and Alpine Bank. For Keith Harris, Ron Milhorn saying so long from Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Our next broadcast will be the 21st, Glenwood visiting Grand Junction Central, Tuesday the 21st. It's a 5:30 and 7 o'clock game times, I believe, right here on KMTS. Until then, be safe out there. Have a wonderful Christmas season. The countdown is on. I know next up for Glenwood, they play in the Basalt Tournament, and I might check out a couple games just to see how they do. But our next broadcast again on the 21st of December. That will do it for now. Have a great afternoon, great weekend. And again, our final score, Glenwood Demons lose to the Coleridge Titans 59-48. Glenwood Lady Demons beat Montrose 44-36. Congrats to all the teams and all the competitors. Best of luck the rest of the season. Keep it tuned to KMTS.